Yeah, yeah, hold up. KD2 shit. Hey, hold up, come on, whoa. Right back at this. Right back, hold up, whoa. High on life, drunk off dark liquor, chicken eerie, like I threw on Thriller. Bitch, I'm a hard hitter, Rolex clocks and killers holding the order. I'm praying God delivers.
You know, Ski, ever since you talked shit about Jed Lowry to me, he has been fucking mashing. That was off podcast, by the way, so nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. But
he, yeah, I've had a couple of bits here and there.
So they've won, the A's have won 7 in a row. They scored, they put up fucking 17 on Cleveland today. Yeah, Jed Lowry has been just crushing the ball lately. It's nice. Well,
he does rock the double ear flap, so.
He does. I would think you would like Jed Lowry, too. I was thinking about that watching him the other day. Like, Jed Lowry is very much like physically up your alley. Like, he's got the beard rocking. He's got the double flaps. I don't know.
Hey, I'm a fan of the double ear flaps.
It's good. It's a good look.
Especially if you're a switch hitter, all you got to do is just grab. Yeah, one helmet. That's all you need.
Exactly. How do you feel about the like extended flap? How do you feel about that? I've been seeing that a lot lately.
Well, if I get hit in the face once,
yeah, then you'll wear
it. By like 95, I'll probably wear it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, weird.
Like I have no problem that Stanton wears the little face shield because
yeah,
he got dotted in the face pretty fucking good.
Is it one of those deals where as a baseball player, being in a locker room, being in the culture, that you would have to get hit in the face before you could wear that? Like you couldn't just start wearing that and like people wouldn't look at you funny?
It depends what kind of player you are. Like if you're a middle of the order guy where every pitcher's goal is to bring it in, like in on your hands and up and in on you, I would do that to protect myself. Like
just Ronald, wear it, Acuna, right?
Like Ronald Acuna, that dude gets busted up and in more than anyone I've ever seen. And honestly, it doesn't, you know, a couple at bats and you're used to it by that time.
Yeah. Well, no, I think more of the like tough guy bullshit culture that baseball has. So would that be frowned upon in a locker room if you hadn't been?
I mean,
broken.
Have you seen how many like pads and stuff these players wear nowadays?
I know. If you don't have a wire in your jaw, can you wear? By the way, go ahead. You
know who does should and get ridiculed in the dugout or the clubhouse is back, you know, in like middle school days or some people that wore like the full face cage.
Yes.
People could get ridiculed.
The softball cage. Like those were
softball players. I understand because
softball
you're like
players wear those in little
way. Yeah. You're 15 feet away from balls. I mean, you're totally playing on the big field and you're rocking the face cage as a baseball player. You should catch some shit for that.
Yeah, softball, I 100% understand. Like 60 miles an hour from 30 feet away, that's a...
Yeah,
no. Your life is in like a 14-year-old's hands. Like, nah. Nah. By the way, speaking of 17 runs, the fucking Cubs also gave up 17 runs today. They released Arrieta. I did not know he was still playing.
He's with a different team last year. He's been kind of bouncing team every year the last like four now.
I read the story and he started the year like pitching pretty well apparently, and then has just been the worst. And they've like finally released him. So we have seen the last of Jake Arrieta, which is interesting. Worth noting.
I wouldn't say never say never.
Yeah, I guess.
You always need a pitcher in there.
I don't wonder if it has something to do with them doing the checking them for foreign substances. I'm just saying he started out the year pitching pretty well. Then they started testing for foreign substances and he started not pitching pretty well. And he's super old. So I don't know.
That fall.
He's only 35.
I was having a conversation with my uncle about this the other day, how fucking weird it is that we're older than all of the people on our favorite sports teams. Like,
well, as a Laker fan, yeah. I'm not older than like three quarters of my team. Lake Show, baby. Hashtag.
You are, though. You are, though.
I'm not.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Google that.
Pretty sure Melo and I are the same age.
Yeah, that's fair. I forgot they got Melo. That's right. Yeah, touche.
Like, it wasn't.
We talk about like these super, like basically everybody other than Tom Brady. It's like, shit, I'm older than Aaron Rodgers. Wait, am I older than Aaron Rodgers? How old is Aaron Rodgers? Do you guys know?
I think he's 38.
38. I'm older than Aaron Rodgers. Fuck. And you look at Aaron Rodgers and you're like, yeah, that's a fucking old guy. Like, man, like, how is he still playing football? That's crazy. And then you're like, oh, shit, I'm actually older than he is. That doesn't feel right.
Aaron Rodgers will turn 38 on December 2nd.
So. I got to be honest, that stings a little bit. What's with athletes looking like way older than they should? Like, look at me. I look okay. Like, I'm 39. Yeah, I look good.
But
I look better than Aaron Rodgers.
That's the thing is Aaron Rodgers is aging like a grizzled, like, professional who gets hit.
Yeah, fair.
Tom Brady, all of Tom Brady's like hair plugs and facial injections are really starting to show.
Right.
Did you see the picture of Tom Brady and Tony Dungy at the Hall of Fame?
Man, I was confused at why so many people were focusing on Tom Brady's part of that. Tony Dungy looks like the Crypt Keeper, dude.
Yes, like but he's doing it naturally. but Tom Brady also looks like an alien.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's that show on like AMC
with a
dentist in like Alaska who's an actual alien. That's what Tom Brady looked like in that picture. Where he's like,
the show is Resident Alien, and it's great.
Yes.
Yes. Alan Tudyk is the star of it. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Highly recommend.
That's what he looks like. Where he's like, hello, fellow humans. It's me, Tom Brady. That was bad. I mean, in fairness, that was a bad picture of Tom.
It was. Bad lighting.
All of his fillers and collagen and all that, they're starting to show. Like, we've known it for a while.
He's,
but come on.
He also has he's got like an in. He's got like somebody on his team who is feeding him all of the professional tips and tricks. Like his wife is a professional at looking in her 20s when she's in her 40s. Like she is, it's her job is to do that. And so he's got all the best shit in his medicine cabinet, man.
Oh, he's pumping those stem cells from aborted fetuses in.
Yes.
Weekly.
He got his
daily.
He got his stem cell treatment hookup from Peyton Manning, right?
Oh yeah.
Remember Peyton Manning injected that shit into his neck so he could play football? Mm. That happened. Yeah. People don't talk about that enough. Peyton Manning went to Europe and got stem cells injected in his neck so he could play football. People don't talk about that enough. That's crazy.
That was a thing for a while. Kobe did it, and yeah.
Yeah. By the way, that was a big talking point for a while too. Like stem cells. People stopped talking about stem cells. That was interesting.
Yeah, I think that's like microfracture surgery where we realize, it's really not that good.
Yeah. Right. Well, like, no, but people are making like a moral issue out of it too. People stop talking about that.
Hey, listen, I wake up and I eat my Cheerios. It's fine. Tom Brady wakes up and he's eating fetusos. It's whatever.
Yeah.
When you can afford it, you can afford it.
King, I need a Stan just hit a go ahead bomb in the ninth. I need a Yankee. I need a Michael Kay Stanton drop here.
Oh, God.
And can we tailor it in some way to Field of Dreams? Is that something you can do?
Oh, Giancarlo Stanton with a can of cornfield into the Field of Dreams. That's going to Kevin Costner, ya White Sox. And the Yankees are down 7-8. I don't know the score. 9-8.
They're leading 8-7. You were close.
They're leading 8-7.
That game is blacked out for me.
Yeah, it's on one of those Fox games. They blacked it out of that.
I could turn on Fox. I'm not going to turn on Fox, though.
Do you, too much effort. When you brought up Rod, you know, you and Rodgers, you know, you're slightly older than Rodgers, but it gives you some hope that, you know, he's been dating like Shailene Woodley and
Olivia Munn,
Danica Patrick, and Olivia Munn.
And also and Olivia Munn.
He's let it go. He's gray as shit. He hasn't.
I am totally joking. Like, Aaron Rodgers looks great. Like, he does. Like, if we're talking about like guys in their late 30s aging gracefully, Aaron Rodgers is doing a great job. He really is. So credit where it's due.
I guess it's probably easier to age when you have no personality and you're just monotone answering everything.
Fewer stress lines when you don't have any emotions about things. Yeah, that makes sense.
There's no wrinkles coming in there.
All right, sports.
Sports!
Wait, were there sports? Do we have sports to talk about?
Ski, have you liked the Field of Dreams game?
No, I hate Field of Dreams, so I hate this game.
No, the movie sucks. That intro was good, though. The intro of the game was good. It's gimmicky.
I'm trying to think of where I place it with all the other gimmicky games, like the basketball game on the the carrier.
Well, that one was funny because they had to stop it in the first half. Hey, wait a minute. We are in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and there is condensation on the ship. We didn't see that coming. We got to cancel this game.
I think I dig that outdoor hockey game more than this.
Really?
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
The winter is
about that. There's something about the ice. There's something about the ice out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I mean, did you watch it this year when it was at Lake
Tahoe or something?
Tahoe,
like that,
where it like melted.
Yeah. Well,
see you tomorrow, folks.
Depends which way you were going. You couldn't fucking see anything because the sun's just blinding you.
I like those college football games they play in baseball stadiums too.
No,
I don't know why. I've always liked those.
He's a big fan of the Pinstripe Bowl.
Hate those.
Yeah, the bowl games suck, but if they play in Wrigley or something like that, I don't know. I thought that shit's cool. I don't know. You know what? I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking back to those shitty Emerald Bowls in like AT&T. Okay, I'm completely reversing course. Like I'm sorry, I said it. I take it back. They're terrible.
I watched a Seattle Bowl between Stanford and Georgia Tech at Safeco. It was not good. Granted, it's because there were about 14 people from Georgia Tech and 10 from Stanford that came. It was bad.
Where did Oregon play Wake Forest? Where was that game?
When it was called Seahawks Stadium.
Okay. The Clink?
Yeah. What is it now? Something different. Yeah. It's not the Clink anymore.
Did they name that after the 12s too?
Fucking that was Central Link.
Shitty ass franchise. Fuck the Seahawks. Yeah, I said it.
But that game was also funny because I was there too. And there were no fans from Wake Forest.
Oof. And then Oregon just got their shit stomped in.
It is now called Lumen Field.
Ooh.
What's that named after?
Lumen.
It's Martin Lumen. Name.
Lumen Field.
Ask a question, get an answer.
Was there only two Seattle Bowls?
Yes.
And you went to both of them?
I went to both of them.
Well, I mean, big Seattle guy. Makes sense.
I know. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what Lumen is.
It's a light.
If that's
thing.
Not a lighting company of some kind, then.
Yeah. It's got to be a light bulb company. If it's not.
Yeah. So it was CenturyLink Field, which got bought out by Quest and is now transitioned in a rebrand to Lumen Technologies.
It's a technology company.
Yeah, Lumen really rolls off the top.
Yeah, go figure. You guys watch Hard Knocks?
Not yet.
Do you guys like Hard Knocks?
Depends on the team.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those people that don't subscribe to the fact that Hard Knocks is always great. Like last year, it sucked. It was bad. It was the Chargers.
Except for laughing at the coach for thinking Harbaugh wasn't good. Herbert Harbaugh. Wow. Thinking Herbert wasn't good. Because you watch any of that Hard Knocks series and he is
right.
clearly yeah. better than Tyrod Taylor. And it's not
Tyrod is throwing 4 yard outs.
God. the favor that doctor did to the Chargers by
she got fucking bonus.
Deflating Tyrod Taylor's lung. Cool. God.
Some of those Hard Knocks have been really bad, and on one of them, you know, it was my Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs.
I can't remember. Was it? I can't remember who the coach
was.
It was
Herm Edwards.
It was Herm. It was so bad.
Yeah. Herm Edwards is corny as shit. What were you saying?
It's the Raiders this year's Hard Knocks.
Cowboys.
Huh?
Yeah. So really, the only thing that happened, I guess, is that Dak Prescott got hurt again because he was trying to overdo it. And he showed his ankle scar. Like, did you remember his injury? Because I had forgotten about it.
It was pretty bad.
That was nasty, dude.
Was it his ankle? I thought it was like a leg break.
Oh, his ankle was absolutely destroyed.
Ankle?
Yeah. It was so gross, man. And the scar is like right on the bone. And I guess what people actually learned from this episode is that he had two surgeries on it, because he even admitted, he's like, yeah, the second scar to make it the shape of a Y, like that's from the second surgery, which we didn't tell people about. Like the Cowboys basically told people he had one surgery and it was successful and everything was going to be fine. But he actually had to have two of them because it was so fucked up, which it was. That was a gross injury.
Yes.
But he came out and they showed him a whole bunch. He was all gung ho about everything. And of course he strained his shoulder because he was trying too hard and doing too much. And Mike McCarthy.
I assume you watched the first episode.
Yeah. I love Hard Knocks.
If they show Jerry fucking walking around, like yelling at people, like, you know, it's our year, we got to win it this year. Got to step up. Let's go.
It's our year,
boys. He like was crying at the start of the episode because he was doing some press thing and he was like crying. It was really weird to watch. And then they showed him eating a breakfast sandwich where he put a whole bunch of salt on it, where breakfast sandwiches already have a whole bunch of salt.
So when Jerry Jones cries, when he cries and eats, does his face move?
I didn't see any actual tears. So I saw the motions that one makes when they cry, but I didn't see any of the signs that he was actually crying other than
interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Other than the crack in his voice and his eyes and shit. No actual tears though. I don't know if he's capable.
I don't think he is. I think when he cries, like Johnny Walker Blue comes out.
There you go. it stings. It stings.
Yeah. Just now, every time I hear Jerry Jones, I just picture like the leaked photos from like 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. where he was with a couple of co-eds who were about 50 years younger than him, and it was just creepy.
It was Hugh Hefner.
Just creepy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, good on him for still getting randy, I guess, but it's just weird seeing someone 75 putting their face in the bosom of a 22-year-old. It's just like, jarring.
I like the idea. It's like, good for you. You know, like you've gotten yourself to a position in your life where you should be able to experience these
things. Let that money work for you.
I don't ever want to hear about it or see it or think about it. So let's.
Yeah, I'm more fascinated on what happened there when the camera went off. Because at that age, do you think he has the stamina to keep up with the 22-year-old?
I mean, they got pills for it.
He's not having sex with anybody, man. It's beyond the pills. It's like, physically, can he do it?
That's what I think. Like, does his hip break on a thrust?
His ticker is going to give out. Like, she, not going to work.
She says deeper, and he, bang, the hip just breaks.
Exactly that. There are so many things that can go wrong.
I'm going to feel like it's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume because of just how our country is. There is some sort of geriatric like swing or something for you, just like, oh, the Yankees lose. Walk off to me. That's a shame.
Speaking of orgasmic, yeah. There you go. The Yankees lose.
And they set Iowa on fire with the fireworks show.
Oh, nice. Do they light the Field of Dreams on fire?
Hopefully.
That'd be kind of great.
Tim Anderson's on my fantasy team. Bang!
Bang!
Bang! But let's backtrack here. So when you get to a certain age, let's say you're married or you're not, right? But you're Jerry Jones's age. Like sudden hard motions become dangerous, correct?
Yes.
Is there a certain point where like just like oral is just the game? Because it's there's not a lot of movement. You're kind of sedentary.
So is your question like, is that all you're really going for at that age?
Yeah, sure. Pretty much.
100%. I'm sure that's, God, again, we're talking about it and I don't even want to think about it with Jerry Jones, but it's like, I'm sure that's, he gets that on the regular. I bet he has people on his payroll. That is their primary function within the Cowboys organization.
Did he get divorced or did like his wife die?
No clue.
No idea. Does it matter? He's an oil tycoon. He owns Cowboys.
Yeah.
I think when you marry into that, you marry into whatever.
How about this boner?
It could be like the Robert Kraft. You lose your wife to cancer. So you go to Florida and get a bunch of hand jobs from, you know, Asian migrant workers in the masseuse parlors. Or you dump your wife to do that. See, there's a little difference there of what route you go for what's creepy and what's not as creepy, I guess.
Who was the Angels turned Red Sox pitcher who divorced his wife when she had a double mastectomy and breast cancer?
Was that
fat Lackey? Guy? Lackey? Yes, John Lackey. Yes.
John Lackey.
Man, what a Lackey move.
Pretty scumbaggy.
Pretty scumbaggy.
Sox had the double that with Jake Peavy. That story was bad too.
That was bad.
Yeah.
And there was about a 2.5 year run there when the Red Sox pitchers between Peavy, Lackey, and Schilling just pretty cringy.
And then golfing every day and eating chicken and like not pitching good. Yeah, that was some good years there.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality sports, I have started watching All or Nothing. King, you'll like this. And All or Nothing, do you know the team that was featured on it recently?
I do not.
Your Tottenham Hotspurs.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Sunny, baby. Sunny and airy. Sunny and airy.
So Eddie. it was from like 2019 leading into 2020. And so I haven't gotten there yet, but I guess COVID like interrupts the whole thing. But it's super cool because it shows when they hired Jose Mourinho and fired the other guy, and super interesting.
That's a name.
Yeah, that ended well for the Spurs hiring Jose. Spurs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's up with your team? Why don't they make a move on Messi, King? Come on, you got to have some.
Because Messi's a fraud.
He's a fraud.
No, but I am being serious here. Messi cannot go to the Premier League. It's too physical. He is a finesse player. He's Steph Curry. He cannot go back to 1996 Knicks Pacers basketball. Like Messi, he has to play over there. He cannot go to the Premiership. It is too strong. It is too physical. He can't just dance around, kick the ball. He's got to actually pass it. He's a fraud.
So that's why he went to France to play in like La Liga.
La Liga.
Scared. He's scared.
Buy a dog, Messi.
Doesn't want to get bodied up in the Premiership. Also, Paris is way better than Tottenham. But whatever. There's that too.
Because they play in a bad league.
Also, Tottenham can't afford him. That too. But.
Also, Messi's like the third best player on the team now, which helps.
Yeah. That is true. So PSG is just like, the funny thing about like that league too is if you're not in that country and you don't pay attention to that league, you never hear from it. Like the only time you ever hear from it is like when PSG plays in the Champions League or something, and only when they advance far. Like you'll next hear about Leo Messi when like PSG is in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. And so that, I don't know what, like two years, like next year, basically we'll hear from him. Not like we're hearing from Messi all the time anyways, but yeah. So Tom Hardy narrates that show, by the way, which I thought was cool.
Can you understand anything he says?
It's the best he's enunciated anything in his whole life. It's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. I know you can. Like
I have seen numerous movies where I have to put subtitles on.
Yeah. Even when he's doing an accent, like he changes his voice for the part and you still can't understand him. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're going to change your voice, at least make it so I can know what you're saying, dude.
They need to reboot Dick Tracy and he will play Mumbles and you won't have to change how he speaks at all. Perfect fit.
Dick Tracy. Gonna be extremely painful for you.
We're there. We are here now. Those lines don't age well.
No,
I don't think. Right?
Like what, the whole Bane
the whole Bane thing doesn't quite age well, right?
I think if I'm being honest, I don't think the Christopher Nolan Batman movies are aging well. Because like
the first one was really good.
For a while, Dark Knight was like viewed as one of the best movies ever made, like period. And like now that we're like what, over 10 years removed from that movie, right? Like I don't really have any interest in watching it. Like I don't know. Yeah.
It will be extremely painful.
Extremely painful
for you. That's the part about those lines I hate, where he's like, "So what are you gonna do?" I'm gonna crush this plane. You're like, okay, that's fine. That line is fine.
Crush the plane.
But no survivals. God, Tom, why the second part? It's so bad.
That comes later. we should just do like talk about an entire topic just in Bane voice. Okay, so Lonzo Ball signed with the Bulls. It was extremely painful.
Extremely cold in Chicago for Lonzo.
The combination of Lonzo and Vukovic going to be extremely painful for the NBA.
For the Pacers.
DeMar DeRozan. That comes later.
42 and 41 and 41. I was born into it, bred into it. 500. The darkness. You merely adopt 500.
You merely adopted Caruso. I lived him.
Angel Valentine. Tipado.
That's great.
Yeah, that whole movie just going forward, just I know it's kind of a joke, like it's kind of been beaten into the ground. It's just funny that Batman basically gets his ass kicked by a guy with a mask who just punches him.
Yeah,
Batman.
So it might be that I need to just rewatch them too, because I haven't seen him in a while. Anne Hathaway as Catwoman was stupid. Like I thought it was okay when that movie was made, but like she's terrible for that role. Like she doesn't fit that at all, in my opinion, but whatever.
Here's the thing of that movie. It's supposed to be like, you know, a superhero movie.
Well, he's normal rich guy, but yeah.
Catwoman's just a normal chick. Bane was just like a dude that wore a mask. He just was just a little jack.
I feel like he may have been more superhero-y. I feel like he had like oxygen tanks and like fluids and stuff.
He's supposed to have that shit that he injects himself with to make him huge.
Right.
That's where it was supposed to be a superhero like theme and movie, but you know, Nolan didn't do that with any of it.
No.
Yeah.
No. So yeah. In my eyes, it's just a bunch of regular people like just fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just rich people. Yeah. It's capitalism. Batman is capitalism. Yeah. Batman shakes people down for marijuana in the streets and sends them to his jail. But he can't. But he can't beat the old frail guy with the red lipstick.
Like
with the water violet on his chest.
like Scarecrow was just a guy with mental health problems. I mean, that's okay. That's society in a nutshell. That movie, right there.
Everyone, when you listen to this, when you get home, go home and just pull it up on YouTube. And in the Dark Knight. Right? When the Joker walks into the hospital and sees Harvey Dent, just watch that scene again and how Harvey Dent doesn't realize the Joker. Because all he is a mask, like a little surgical, he's like, oh! He's writhing in surprise. But this guy, yeah, you're right. They haven't aged well.
They have not aged well. They really haven't.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, Liam Neeson too. Shit.
Are we getting to the point where the only good Batman movie was like 1989?
Yes, Tim Burton movie. Tim Burton Batmans are the only good ones.
I'm thinking.
These are
I think Pattinson might be good. I'm hopeful for it. I think like Robert Pattinson is a really good actor. Like, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Are you guys Batfleck people?
I haven't seen a Batman since The Dark Knight. So
really?
Oh. Yeah.
You haven't seen Batman v Soup?
Nope.
You watched Rises though.
Nope.
You didn't watch the third one with Hathaway?
Nope.
You watched the Bane one.
No, I have not seen it. I have not seen it. No,
you just know the reference.
I just know what happens in it.
Hang on, you watched you didn't watch the third movie of a trilogy? What's wrong with you?
It was huge, man. It took over the world. We had Bane Lyra and Bane Kiffin. It was a whole thing. 2012 was wild, man.
Oh, I know. I remember about it. Yeah.
How did you understand the Colt Lyra references? I don't get it.
There's the internet, and you can watch the movie in clips.
Man, I couldn't do that as somebody who watches movies. I can't watch the first two and then not watch the third. Although that's not true because I watched the first two Fast and Furious movies and have not watched them since. So,
Yeah, once it hit Tokyo Drift, I haven't seen one since then.
Yeah, they went off the rails with Tokyo Drift.
Living life 2/3 of the mile at a time.
Speaking of superheroes, they're just superhero movies now. Didn't they go to space in the last one? I heard they went to space. They were driving a car in space.
F9. I hear that. I haven't seen it though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just got to be an internet gag at this point.
I heard Ludacris and Tyrese drove a car in space. That's what I heard. I'm not sure. I'm not going to watch the movie, but.
Well, but in fairness, if we've learned anything from Virgin Airlines, Branson, and whoever the other rich billionaire fuck is, you only really have to go 2 miles above Earth. And like, oh, you're in space adjacent. Well, yeah, space.
I thought you forgot Jeff Bezos' name.
Yeah, that guy. That guy. what is he? Sells books. That's never going to work, Jeff. Yeah. Online bookstore.
Online bookstore. Who do you think you are?
I'm going to buy a Kindle to order a book. Way to go, Amazon. Never going to work.
Did Amazon?
Remember that dude from Red Bull that like?
Yeah, see, that was space.
Was that considered?
That was actual space.
Because
it's dark.
Yeah.
He's in a place where it's dark and he doesn't have gravity. These guys are in light. It's like right now, if I just jumped in the air, it's that light. That's not space. It's not space. You're not in space. You can't be space adjacent. You're either in space, you're not in space. They're not in space. You ever been on an airplane? Yeah. You're not in space. Billionaires, man. They warp everything.
You're simply a visitor to space. I was born here.
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
It will be extremely caffeinated for you.
So this is trying to say it's technically not space until you are 62 miles above sea level. That is apparently the definition of when space begins.
They were in space. And I've already talked about it.
Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about them other than they did it. And you had to be rich to be able to do it. I love that the entire idea is that they're doing it to make it possible for normal people to go to space. Like there's never going to be a point where that's a thing. Like normal people don't have 500K they can throw on a random thing. Normal people don't make $500,000 in their whole life.
Are you going to Mars if you could?
No. Because you die.
You'll die.
Yeah.
Space is dumb. There's nothing up there for us.
Space is
we
dumb.
Can't live there.
We can't
live on Mars.
We need to put people in pods and just send them and then have them automatically awake 30 years from now. That's what needs to happen. That's how we actually get some shit from space. We're just not willing to
Mars
do that.
Mars is a candy bar. Pluto's a Disney character. Uranus is my kink. Oh, I didn't say that.
Are you talking to me or Ski?
I don't know.
Okay. Which was, by the way, Ski, sit back down. That was a really weird time to adjust yourself in your seat. Really awkward now.
I was sitting on my leg a little too long there.
Is that what you're calling it? Okay.
That's what we're calling it.
Your anus is my kink. Oh, shit. All right, so
get over yourself, space. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, space. We've been hearing about you our whole lives. Space and dinosaurs. Really that special? Shit.
So you're more a proponent for, starting a new society kind of like under the water as opposed to in space then?
No, because the Earth is going to explode in billions of years, right? And eventually, yeah. I mean, if humanity is going to continue beyond that, it's got to be in space, right? So I don't know.
Why don't we just dig down to the bottom of the ocean? Wait, maybe we'll live there. Hey, Bezos, go down to the bottom of the ocean. Oh, you can't because you'll die? Oh, okay. It's uninhabitable? Okay, yeah. We just got little dangle fish. Like, at least we can admit that. We can't live there.
Ski's just pushing for his water world reality.
I wish.
Yeah. I get it.
That's where they should play the next baseball game, Waterworld.
I mean, that's going to be a thing eventually, right? When the West Coast sinks underwater because of global warming.
So, like, with the benefit of hindsight, Waterworld wasn't that bad, right?
That one?
It was pretty bad.
No,
I've
like, in
I've never
in
seen
the
it.
Scope, in the scope of, like, the worst movie ever, it's not even close.
I think it only fell in that category because of how much it costs to make. It's one of those. It's like Mars Attacks.
Oh,
the budget was so huge for
Mars Attacks.
What a very average movie.
Are you saying Mars Attacks was average?
Wow.
Yes.
That is a hot take. That is a hot take.
Is. Yeah, it really is. It's got one of the best casts in the history of film. Absolutely incredible. Every part in that is a superstar. It's craziness. In that movie. You really don't like Mars Attacks?
Mars Attacks is not a very good movie.
This guy.
Very average. I'm trying to say it's like Jim Brown, just like a blockbuster star for a movie.
Wow. Movie snob.
Yeah, what a, jeez.
Interesting.
Crazy.
Interesting.
Didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either. I really didn't. But you
pretty
know,
sure it's Tim Burton too.
You think you know somebody.
That is true. Tim Burton, a little overrated. Edward Scissorhands, go without it.
He's like super creative. His style is super unique, but his movies,
Have we ever thought about talking about sports?
What? Is there any other sports happening? I guess football. Sports. There was some football on today.
Sports. So last Tuesday was Pac-12 Media Day, right?
It was.
And I'm trying to think back to last Thursday. Did we just go, we see you and we hear you with Media Day and then just ignore it, like with all the corrections?
Well, we did our list, which was making fun of it because nothing ever happens at them.
But we didn't actually talk about it, right?
No. No.
Okay, just wondering.
Did you have something you wanted to talk about with it? Because nothing happened.
No, I just saw some other stuff today about us. I couldn't remember how in depth we went in on it.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do have some sports that'll probably lead into our list, too. I bought tickets to see the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to go down to the Bay Area around Christmas, before Christmas, actually. And they play the Falcons at home on the 19th. And I got some tickets.
You going to see that with old Rick Nodgers?
No, Rick's not going to be there. Or is he? Oh,
or is he?
Hang on. I'm going to need to run that by him. That could be cool. I am going. My uncle lives down there. I'm going with him, and then I'm taking my daughter. That should be fun, I hope. I mean, she's not interested in sports at all, but it should still be fun. We each have like the old like gold 49ers jackets that they used to have, like a starter jackets kind of. I don't think it's actually starter, but I have a gold one. She's got a red one like that. They're fucking rad. It's gonna be nice to get an excuse to bust those out.
What's a bigger threat from keeping you from seeing it? Is it the Delta variant, or is it that you're gonna have to actually watch the Falcons play?
Okay, if
no longer have Julio Jones,
if
so
Santa Clara,
I don't know who else is on that team. Right,
if Santa Clara is not shut down, we're going to this fucking game. Guess how much one ticket cost on StubHub? So by the way,
$347.
StubHub is less than the 49ers website. 49ers website routes you to Ticketmaster, which is just in general more expensive. I didn't even look at their fees, but like with the fees with StubHub, it was still cheaper than the base value for the Ticketmaster ones, and they had fewer available. It was less than that, King.
I'll say $110 for Falcons game.
It was $290 with the fees. Ooh. Each. Woof. That's a woof. That's a woof.
Woof.
But it's also, how many times am I going to get to go to a Niners game in San Francisco my whole life? So I'll take advantage of it. So I am a little concerned. I did splurge for the $12 or whatever it was for ticket protection on those. So if the game gets canceled, I can get my money back. That's one of the few occasions I will ever do that for a thing I purchase. But yeah, felt if we're talking like
at least for
$12 is worth it.
At least for all the sports in America, the safest bet to keep your tickets is NFL football.
Yeah, but Santa Clara, well, you'll remember they shut down like. Basically, midway through the season last year, they wouldn't allow gatherings of 10 or more. And so the Niners had to move to Arizona and play the rest of their season in Arizona. And so I'm remembering that when I'm buying these tickets. Again,
well, Gavin Newsom's like worse than old Comrade Kate, sounds like.
Yeah, right. Caring about the survival of the people in their communities. It's insane. That said, if the 49ers game gets canceled, I'm going to be pissed off. Or they move it to Arizona. I ain't going to fucking Arizona. You can't make me go to Arizona.
Hey, you can fly really cheap from Eugene to Sunrise, I think, through Allegiant. $90.
I can't confirm if Sunrise is an actual place in Arizona, but I believe it. It's plausible.
I don't know if it is either. I can't remember where they fly into. I feel like it's not Sky Harbor. I just can't remember what like the Scottsdale Airport is called. So I call it a sunrise.
Charles, send King a message in his DMs about the cities in Arizona, please.
Charles, okay, so, and Yuma. Thank you.
So that leads us to our list. What's our list?
Our list, you know, if you've been living under a rock, maybe you don't know this, but apparently this whole Delta variant thing is throwing a whole curveball into our return to normal. I don't know if you guys have heard about this coronavirus Delta variant thing.
Way to make it into sports with the curveball thing too. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, our the list this week is our top three Delta or Deltas.
Do you know how many people are, like, famous people are named Delta?
A lot.
One. One. There are zero other ones. I looked this up. Let's see. Where did I write this down? According to the U.S. Census, Delta is the 1,945th most common name in the United States. 1,945.
I wish you had some names that were above that.
Yeah, right? Some random names.
Well, I mean, might as well get out of the way then. I got Delta Burke.
Delta Burke is your number three.
Yes.
Delta Burke, famous from what?
She designing women?
No.
Right.
Was she?
Yes.
Was
that, yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, I don't know if that's what she was the most. Was she a
what soap else was opera? She famous for?
Was she a soap opera? For like a Young and the Restless kind of thing?
Delta Burke. Designing women. You ever heard of it? That's a no.
That's a no.
Survey says no idea who Delta Burke is. Because it's 2021, Delta Burke hasn't been in the social consciousness for 30 years.
I feel like Delta Burke and Candace Bergen are kind of in the same basket.
I could see that. Wonder what Delta Burke is up to. Is she still alive? Anybody look this up?
She is still alive.
Oh, good for her. She's got to be in her like 80s, right?
Born in 56.
I'm not doing math, so
64. 65?
Sure. Sounds like a thing. I would have guessed, yeah, I did guess, like, way older than that. 65 is kind of surprising, actually. She must be one of those people from that era. Like, remember that era where people just looked way older than they actually were? Like, I remember seeing, like, a meme going around where Wilford Brimley in Cocoon or whatever was
yeah,
was 40, and then they showed a picture of Paul Rudd when he's 40.
Well, that's just, like, the I think there's a Twitter account like the Brimley,
the Brimley, because
it was like, yeah, it's like 51 or something, it's some age like that,
yeah,
and you compare how old he looked in Cocoon to how old someone that same age is now.
Yeah, it's like, so crazy.
No, they're like do you guys know that famous Y.A. Tittle picture where he's, yeah, on his knees and bald, yeah, like, and bleeding.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's like 37 in that picture. Yeah.
Get out of here. God. Like a fully
look
bald
it up
person.
Look it up. Look it up. People just age differently then.
People were haggard. Well,
when
in the
kill,
70s.
You kill two packs of unfiltered smokes. You drink.
Right, right.
Like 10 cups of black coffee a day. I mean, you're out in the sun constantly with no, you know, sunscreen on you. You're going to age a little bit.
And you're just eating nothing but red meat, potatoes, and fruit gelatin.
Yeah.
The sheer amount of whiskey and scotch that guys drank, too. Like, just, like, Mad Men.
Every meal.
Like, yeah, Mad Men, where they have their tray with, like, the hard liquor on it, and they get home, they just start drinking.
Well, you have, like, some... Like two martini, two whiskey lunches every day.
They're at work and they're just drinking all day at work. Like, how did they fucking live past 40? Like, I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Well, usually you kind of probably died of a massive heart attack in your mid to late 40s, but yeah.
So they didn't.
You had a good run there of 20 years where you were probably sexually harassing women and getting wasted at the job and smoking heaters everywhere. Must have been good times for them, I guess.
Yeah, I guess like not a lot of people our age had super long lasting good relationships with their grandparents. And that's probably why, right? Because they had their kids and then they, you know, maybe stuck it out another 15, 20 years. And then they were just shuffled off this mortal coil. Jesus.
Good God.
I know, that's a little dark.
Yeah, dark. Anyway, like fancy words there.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
This mortal coil.
Shuffled off this mortal coil. Come on, man. Get on my level.
Bane, is that Shakespeare?
Said that. Like, what? Yeah. That was
Bane. Shuffled off the mortal coil.
I was born on the mortal coil.
I was born on this mortal coil.
You're simply a visitor.
My number three. So here's the thing that I found is that, have you ever heard of Delta landforms? You ever heard of those? You know what those are? So a Delta landform is when a river dumps sediment, into large lakes or oceans. So where the river meets a large body of water and dumps sediment into it, that's a delta landform. And my number three is the most famous delta landform to exist, and that is the Mississippi Delta.
Ew.
Merca.
Ew. Gross ass river.
Sounds really gross, right? The Mississippi, like going into the Gulf of Mexico, that sounds pretty.
No, dirty. It's even worse. No, it's even worse. When it attaches into the Missouri River and it rolls up into Montana, ugh.
Yikes.
It's beyond foul.
My sediment is disgusting.
My number three, though, is in the same vein, but I feel like my deltas are a little more majestic than your deltas, Mr. American Exceptionalism.
I think I know
my
where
number
you're going.
Three deltas, the Tigris. And the Euphrates.
Ooh, that's very good. It's very good.
Nice.
I thought you were going to go with the Nile because the Nile also has a famous delta. But yeah, you weren't on my level with the river delta. Cool.
Yeah, low hanging fruit. We're a smarter podcast now.
Sure, we're above that.
What's a podcast?
All right. Well, while we were talking about Mississippi, my number two. The Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils.
Oh, the Delta Devils.
Your Delta Devils. About time they got caught up on this podcast.
And I believe the women's team are the Devilettes. So
that's just fancy. Yeah, Boeing is right.
Whoa. This ain't Mad Men period. This is 2021, but back it up.
I'm sorry. I'll also put away my canter of scotch that I have to refill every day. God, can you imagine? Just like the sheer amount of alcohol. How do you? And then they like drive home, like spend time with their.
It was
family.
A different. There, I will say on that front, there are places in America where that is still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
like Montana.
Yeah,
a lot of Texas.
Yeah, all the probably places like Eastern. I feel like if you go, let's say, 40 miles east of Bend,
I know,
and
you're
drink a half gallon of vodka, is there anyone to even catch you if you drove?
Yeah, I was gonna say like Montana, you can just do that. Go to the bar where like six people go and then just drive, you know, 20 miles to your farm.
I was going to say 40 mile drive back to wherever you are.
Every bar in Montana is called the Grizzly, the Bobcat, or the Cadfly. Just saying, I've been there. They'll say, let's go to the Cadfly. I'm like, which one?
Yeah,
gotta be
more specific.
I think that's a What's that called? That fancy fishing thing.
There's fly fish. Caddisfly.
Caddisfly, whatever. Caddisfly, caddisfly. This guy, he knows. He's been there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Speaking of elitist.
He's been to Billings. He's been to Butte. He's been to Great Falls.
I've been fishing enough with all those, rich Portlanders trying to think they're better than everyone else fly fishing. They're the elite of the elite.
And do they ever catch anything?
They catch like a 5-inch trout and think it's a fucking like 100-pound salmon they're hauling in.
And you're out here destroying, catching.
I'm chucking back 20-pounders. Like, if I get this thing out of here.
Yeah, this thing ain't worth my time. No.
They are like there's like the two sides of the elite in this country, right? There's like the Beverly Hills elite, and then there's the rich redneck elite. And the rich redneck elite are the kinds of people who go hunting and don't really care if they kill anything, but they're just like, they're shooting endangered species. Doesn't really matter. Like, whatever's out there, I kill it. I mean, the law doesn't affect me, so whatever. I'll just do whatever I want. And they go fishing, don't really care about the fishing. Somebody usually dies and they just kind of like leave them behind. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you let the bear eat them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you come back next year and you know that
the bears will
the predators know where food is. So
exactly.
Be there.
Exactly.
You always sacrifice Uncle Mark.
Always Uncle Mark. So you did your two, right?
Yep.
Yeah, my two is going to be. Well, I guess my two is Delta Burke. I'll go Delta Burke, my two.
Would you?
Go number two.
I know this is an audio visual medium, but the look on it. Alex's face when I said that was pretty good. I wasn't sure if it would come. I wasn't sure if he'd get it.
Back then? For show. Let's go. I'd be like, so her whole deal was like, she was like rich Southern, like upper class chick, right? That was her whole deal.
Yes. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So hell yeah, I'll do whatever she wants. Give me that Benz Delta. I'll do whatever you need. Let's go.
She was definitely a debutante back in the day.
No doubt. That's the word.
A real belle of the ball, that Delta Burke.
Debutante is the word.
Probably in some of those old like KKK debutante balls they have in some of those.
Hey, we don't need to do that to her. We don't need to do that to Delta Burke.
Would it not came surprise out with someone- me.
What was that? There's that the chick that was in like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I can't remember the actress's name, but someone dug in deep that she was like a part of these like old KKK pageants back where she's, I think she's from like Kentucky or Tennessee.
Was she?
Yeah, that's not that long ago, but she's only like 30. I can't remember her name though.
I'm looking up her name too.
My number two Delta is a 1986 classic Delta Force starring Chuck Norris.
And Lee Marvin.
And Lee Marvin.
Yeah, because that's my number one.
No.
That's a good choice. That's a
Ski's number one.
I could go Delta Force 2, I guess, but no, I'll leave it.
1990s Delta Force 2.
You could go Delta Farce with what's the get or done guy?
Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm pretty sure he was Delta Farce. Yeah.
That's actually on my list. It's one of the honorable
mentions. Farce.
It's an honorable mention. Yeah. Ellie Kemper is her name.
Yeah, there it is.
By the way, I did not know that about her because she's her whole spiel is being the super over the top nice and absolutely nothing negative about her person. So that's kind of surprising.
Oh, I'm almost 100% sure it was one. That's probably what it was back in like the 50s and 60s, but they kept the tradition alive. But it's
forced into doesn't have that very,
it doesn't have that racist-y undertone anymore to it.
Right. Well, the racist-y undertone is definitely still there, but it's just
because you said Kentucky, right?
You did or say Tennessee. Kentucky.
It was Kentucky or Tennessee, I think, somewhere there.
I don't know the difference. Let's see. You did your number one. That was Delta Farce, right?
Delta Force.
Yeah, Farce. Okay, cool. My number one, this took some research. Member of the Delta Sigma Theta sorority, Aretha Franklin, is my number one. Also, Ashley Knight Pulliam was a member of that sorority. So she's honorable mention too.
I feel like we know an Ashley Pulliam. Are we talking about a different Ashley Pulliam?
Ashley Knight. That's her name, right? She was like in the Cosby Show or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's a different Ashley Pulliam than I was thinking of.
Yeah. Maybe I'm messing up the name. That's possible. Yeah, that is a sorority at Howard. So only black folks.
I don't think it's one you're thinking of, then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my number one Delta is the newly completed Delta Highway Loop connecting to Beltline.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like that. It's a Keisha Knight Pulliam, by the way.
That is a different Pulliam. Yeah.
Very different name.
For sure.
Very different person. Yep.
Ashley and Keisha. You know, a little different.
Delta Highway is pretty good. Beltline around Delta Highway is not as good. So I don't know. I'm kind of doubting that yours should be your number one, but that's fine. That's fine. To each their own, I guess. What else do we have to talk about? The Pac-12 adopted the forfeit rule.
Don't care.
Nope.
You don't care? It's
don't
a good
care.
Rule. I'm glad
it's
it happened.
Good. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's good. But yeah, okay. I feel like that was kind of expected.
Yeah.
They're not going to make many jump through hoops for teams now, I guess.
Yeah. Which is good.
Was it today or yesterday where the Ducks had actually practicing in pads?
Full pads today. Yeah.
Full pads. Yeah. I guess good news. Didn't see anyone having a season-ending injury, so that's something.
Yep.
I did find some of the because they released the weight and height charts today.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those were very weird. Like, why is Jalen Redd weighing 170 pounds now?
What was he? Isn't he like 5'7"?
He was like 195 because it lists like what they are and what they were. Oh, the right.
Did he drop like 20 pounds?
Yeah, it was very bizarre. It was
he
like
he hasn't
him.
Been practicing though. Like he's recovering injured. From an injury. Yeah, yeah.
And it was like the other guy that was like, it was like Braden Swinson, who's like went from like 270 to like 229. I'm fudging on the numbers here a little bit. I'm riffing on it.
That is a lot of weight to lose.
And they're like, oh well, he's just an edge rusher now. Okay.
You lose that much weight, you're changing positions. Yes. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And if Jalen Redd really weighs like a $170, $175, he better not touch a football in the backfield this next season. He better be only running into the flat. Maybe get an end around. That's about it.
I did notice kind of on the note of the weight thing, like just looking at pictures of Thibodeau this fall, and he's bigger, like I don't know if the weight reflects that, but he looks significantly bigger because I think he's probably realizing that you can't be a NFL edge rusher and be kind of as, I wouldn't say skinny's the wrong word, but he not big enough to do that he was last
year.
He'll
get you drafted high. I mean, he kind of resembled Deion Jordan physique.
Jeez, that was a solid draft pick by the Dolphins. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's not overstate how shitty the Dolphins were.
I'm just saying it'll get you drafted high. Not gonna.
Yeah.
Well, never will know with Deion if he went on a pump those steroids into him.
Yeah. So,
like,
so
he missed like 2 years of suspensions.
Do you have the weight thing in front of you?
Yeah, just a little bit. So, and I know this one is 100% injury thing. It is. But it makes me feel like he will not be a factor this year. Sean Dollars dropped 24 pounds.
Yeah, the reports are saying, like, if he does come back, it's going to be mid-season. And I don't know. I don't know. At that point, kind of, how much could you contribute?
So these guys both gained 15 pounds since the end of last year. One of them makes sense, Popo Amoave, because he battled COVID last year.
Yeah.
So him gaining 15 makes sense. DJ Johnson gaining 15?
Is he the tight end?
Yeah.
A pretty big dude also going in.
He's already like a big dude. Yeah, that one doesn't seem like good weight. Our punter lost 16 pounds.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, finally, good on you, Tom.
Probably finally started working out for the first time in his whole life because he's a kicker.
What's up with these guys getting hurt and somehow losing 20 pounds?
Because they can't lift weights.
Yeah, but you could shove your face with food and not move.
Well, I mean, probably usually you get probably, hurt, they probably have somebody making sure they don't do that. Like just eat spaghetti and cake all day. That is a good way to gain weight. Done that before.
I can do that very easily. I'm not
so easy.
I don't roll my ankle and drop 10 pounds. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, you take me off my feet, my diet's not changing. So I'm gaining weight. I'm not losing weight.
I will say that just looking at this weight chart, Oregon has someone named Don J apostrophe Rael. Dondrail Brooks.
That's her first name?
Yeah, Dondrail.
Huh.
But there's a big space. It's D-O-N, capital J, apostrophe, two spaces, R-A-E-L.
Typo, maybe? That's
a... It's got to be a typo, right? Like, it can't be Dondrail.
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 I just feel that space has to be a typo. It's
it could be like Elon Musk named his kid the weird symbols or whatever. It could be something like that.
The weird thing, though, is just looking at this list is how just weird COVID has made everything. Because CJ Verdell is a junior.
So he's just going to play at Oregon until 2030.
But you got 2 more years of CJ Verdell.
Yes, CJ's coming back.
God.
I've seen him rated pretty high among like running backs in college. And
It will not last.
The same people who said Tyler Shuck was a great quarterback at Oregon. Same people.
It's one of those things where, I mean, Verdell is a serviceable running back. I mean, we've seen that. But we've also kind of, what I think is, seen his ceiling as well. Because he's not going to get bigger and he's not really going to get faster.
Also, I love how Thibodeau is listed as a sophomore. He gone!
He gone!
He gone!
I mean, well, barring injury, we'll say at least.
Ooh, Noah Sewell. So when we watch games this year... Could it just be an inside joke that we talk about, oh, here's sophomore Kayvon Thibodeau creating the play for freshman Noah Sewell?
Right.
Like, can we just make that an inside joke that people, well, God, that probably wouldn't go very far because 9 people listen. But I will beat that joke into the ground.
And hey, 9 people, we see you. We value you. You're great.
Hey, wait till if we live stream some games, get 5 people in.
That'd be fun. The freshman running backs are kind of, I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
Oh my God, Travis Dye is still a junior. God, we're never getting rid of Verdell and Dye because Delta's coming back and they're going to be juniors again next year. Oh my God.
Well, here's my question. Like, I was just about to talk about the running back. So what are the chances that, you know, they're going to be seniors, they're probably going to come back. What are the chances that they are actually the running backs next year? Because you're going to have Dollars, you're going to have Seven McGee, you're going to have Trey Benson, Byron Cardwell, whoever else they possibly recruit. And I would argue, like, when any one of those guys I mentioned actually gets on the field, they're probably going to be better.
So you're calling early like a Travis Dye transfer?
I don't know what I'm calling, but I cannot see him getting meaningful carries. Like, kind of as the season goes on, like, his role is going to be that, like, pass out of the backfield.
Well, yeah, I say Dye runs that wheel route better than anyone of the running backs right now. So
any of the running backs that we've seen.
Because
Seven McGee could be better at that wheel route. I'm just saying, like, in terms of athleticism, we're talking about, like, highly, quote unquote, highly rated guys versus Travis Dye, who was not, and who was very tiny. So I don't know. I'm just, by the way, Travis Dye listed 5'10", 190. Bullshit. Bullshit. 5'10". He's 5'10". I'm 6'3".
I think you'll see some moves out of the backfield if you ever see a recruit come in that's like 6 foot, 6'1", and like 210.
Like Trey Benson, 6'1", 215.
Is that what he is? Yeah. Yep. There you go.
I so do love that we have Jordan Happel. He is listed as a senior, and he's been playing in college since 2016.
Yeah, he's going to have his master's by the time he's done.
Good for him, though. Hey, no doubt. Take advantage of that.
Free college.
Does Justin Flo somehow get like a negative year of college? Because can you technically get like a medical hardship year?
The medical hardship and the free COVID year?
Yeah. So this is like,
he's a senior in high school.
Yes. Right now he'd be senior in high school. So next year it'd be his freshman year.
I like where your head's at a whole bunch. Wait. So how does this work? So, is Flo considered a freshman still?
Yes.
Yeah, well, so is Sewell then, yeah.
So both Flos are freshmen this year?
Yes.
That's interesting. That's got to be weird as hell.
What do they got his size at?
Justin or Jonathan?
Yeah, Justin.
Justin is 6'2", 235. And Sewell is 6'3", 251.
251? Jesus. Yeah. You put those guys side by side, and I would say Justin Flo is way bigger than him, too.
Yeah.
Sewell's gotten his butt, though. He's packing some pads in those cheeks. Well,
you know, Flo's all calves, and, you know, he's all glam muscles.
Well, that's the thing, is Sewell hides it, and Flo does not. Flo wears like those wide receiver pants. You know how they all of a sudden stopped wearing leg pads back in the day, and like receivers have the practice pants like up to their mid thigh with no pads of any kind. That's what Sewell wears, or Flo wears. And then he's got the Ezekiel Elliott cutoff jersey. So I respect that, man. If I could do it, I'd do it. I can't do that.
I don't know if it's just because people need something to talk about, but I saw an article come out saying how the team that should be worried about the game in Columbus is Ohio State and not Oregon, because they think Ohio State has a lot more apparently holes on their team than the Ducks do.
But did you actually read the article?
Of course not. Who wrote that?
Kinzano.
Was it Kinzano? Yeah, that's why I didn't read it. I just saw it.
And these were the reasons. These were the reasons. There were two. Ohio State has never faced a regular season opponent like this before under Ryan Day, which is technically true.
Sure. Yeah.
He's been there for 4 minutes. And number two, because all of his friends who cover Ohio State say the Buckeyes have no kicking game.
Okay, so that's
Oregon has to make it come down to a kicking game. Oregon has to make it come down to a kicking game.
Well,
when was the last time Oregon was head and shoulders above a team in the kicking game?
Since the Cattleman, but
2021 for one, Ski.
Pre-Cattleman, it's been a while.
I think
duck kicking, you talk pre-Cattleman.
Yes. It was still a very... I read the article. I didn't want to read it. I just had to. And I was like, really? That's why Ohio State is scared? Because they're playing a ranked team?
That
has a better kicker than them?
Ohio State is scared of nobody?
Yeah. Ohio State? I've been perusing these things because the season is coming up.
Yeah.
Like, it's very much the consensus. Ohio State has the best wide receiver crew in the nation, the best offensive line in the nation, the best secondary in the nation, and a very talented, but not the best, defensive line in the nation. Boy, I feel really confident.
Yeah.
They have three of the best groups in the nation.
I love that we're parsing between the best in the nation and very talented.
Anthony Brown is really going to march in there
and
put up 42.
Apart their secondary.
Yes.
If I throw you some odds at Ohio State minus 10.5,
I think I would actually take Oregon.
I think Ohio State probably wins by.
So you're thinking at least in 10. Yeah,
sounds right.
I would take Oregon plus 10.5. If they lost by 14, would I be surprised? No, but I do think the Oregon defense is going to be pretty good.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, like, if I'm confident in one thing, it's sort of that defense. We'll see what the secondary turns out to be. Because they have the two guys.
Yeah.
The
airsoft guys.
Have there been any discipline coming down on them yet?
It's just indefinite suspension. So
just until whenever Mario wants to say they're back.
Yeah. I think once they go to court, a couple of those things will, be dropped completely or dropped to a misdemeanor. So maybe he does just suspend him for a game.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't let him back from Ohio State, you might as well make an example and just hold him out for Stony Brook the following
week. That was my thing. If you're going to hold him out for two, you hold him out for three. So
it's either one or three. There's no two, I don't think. So.
Exactly. That is 100%.
So Hill was the only one who was a starter, though. So,
but James, I think, was supposed to be the nickel.
Yeah, he's like a steady rotational player. Yeah.
I do still like the guys they have after them, though. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I don't think it's a huge loss.
Like Bennett Williams is going to be good.
So, are you guys, I mean, we're still weeks and weeks away. Are you thinking like a slug them out, like low scoring game then? I mean, good defenses.
It's hard to me because. No one knows what CJ Stroud is. We've never seen him play. He hasn't thrown a single pass. So he could have a disaster game that catapults him from there to being really good. Okay.
Can you see a replay of Auburn? You know, Ducks hanging close because of the young QB, and then something happens towards the end.
Oregon
didn't hang close. Oregon was the better team for like 87% of that game, which they won't be Columbus. But I think I we're way away from it. I think with Moorhead and a mobile athletic ES quarterback, I think they could make it interesting.
I did see a lot of people losing their shit for Duck fans, like some realistic Duck fans saying like Ohio State's a better team.
Well, they 100% are.
Yes. Yeah. People were like, arguing with people like shocked that a Duck fan could say we are not the favorites going into this game.
There is one team in the country that would be favored going into Columbus. That's Alabama. And they might not even be favored.
Or Clemson maybe, but yeah.
No, well, Ohio State beat Clemson by 40 last year.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But
those are the only two.
Real quick, before we run out of time, it is Don Drell. Don Drell Brooks is his name.
Oh, okay.
So I think the spaces might have been a typo.
Okay. All right.
I'm looking at the pronunciation guide on Godex.com.
I like Don Drell better.
Don
Yes.
Drell.
You really
Don Drell.